It's an extended hour of the Inside Outside Guy, sponsored by Sparkle Blinds. For new window treatments in your home or business, sign up for a free in-home design consultation today at sparkleblinds.com. Now here are the Inside Outside Guys, Ken Calverley and Chuck Bridenstine.
Good afternoon and welcome to the bonus edition, what the Inside Outside Guys like to call the Education Hour, today featuring Sparkle Blinds.
You know, we're pretty excited about this because this is a category we have not been able to offer our people on our website and on the show, and this is cool. This is going to be a lot of fun.
And people are afraid to buy blinds. They don't know what they're going to get. They don't know who's going to come to their house, and they don't know what it's going to cost.
You're describing me.
Yeah, I know I am, you old curmudgeon. We're going to spend the next hour talking to Tanya and Jeff Straits from Sparkle Blinds about why you need beautiful sparkle blinds in your house. Stick around with the next hour of the Inside Outside Guys, featuring our good friends from Sparkle Blinds.
Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys bonus hour sponsored by Sparkle Blinds. We've got both Tanya and Jeff Straight with us. Tanya is committed to doing most of the talking. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Well, tell our audience what you do, what Sparkle Blinds is really good at, what you're unique in doing.
Yeah, so Sparkle Blinds is family-owned and operated since 1999. So we're providing quality window treatments, blinds, shades, and shutters, and we're bringing them to you for a free on-site design consultations where we bring all the samples to your home or business. So here you can really see like the color samples, you know, you can match them up with your decor, so to speak. So imagine that whole concept of being able to match things up perfectly while still wearing your bunny slippers.
So I can do that?
Yes.
Other than white?
We've seen lots of bunny slippers. So.
He wears them to the broadcast, so I'm familiar with bunny slippers.
They're not bunnies, but they are slippers.
But it seems like everything's white, so you're saying there are color choices.
So many different color choices. And we're really, like, taking care of you with, like, regards to those samples, like, from the initial call, like, all the way to the install. And we're making that convenience for you with regards to our appointments, too, so you got more appointments, afternoon appointments, any kind of appointment that you need in your busy work schedule, we can accommodate that.
So what was the original, why did Sparkle Blinds start? Whose idea went, we got to start a blind company?
So it was like currently founded by my father-in-law, Jack Strait, and it has evolved into a second generation now with two brothers. And since that time, we've had many of our family evolving into roles, including my daughter and my nephew. So, and I tell people all the time, if you have us out at some point for any of our services, you're likely to see my nephew and his friend, Luke, who stand over like 6 feet four.
Are they your collectors?
Yeah.
And Bruno. Yeah.
And we hired him to cut down on step stool costs.
I like that. So you're largely a family company.
Yes,
that's
we are.
That's always a good
we
thing.
Love.
Yeah. Yes. And so what has happened also with regards to my own role is I integrated in the family business about 3 years ago. And this is something that Jeff's been trying to persuade me to get into this role for a while, because I used to be in corporate. So now I can lend my my background, my analytics, and my corporate training into our family business. And I can tell you, it's only taken him 23 years to rope me in. But I can tell you that I've loved working into, you know, this corporate role with him.
And I'll tell you, going through COVID and stuff, there were a lot of challenges, you know, because we do a lot of on-site stuff, and she was really able to come in and help guide us through that and take care of customers, even though we had those issues.
Has the company taken on her personality, because she is a glowing,
yes,
happy,
yes,
joyful
absolutely
person.
Absolutely. Before she came along, we were pretty low key. You know, we did a lot of
it was all guys.
You know, all a lot of repeats and referrals, and we're still mostly repeats and referrals. You know, we find we do a good job for people, and they have you back, and they refer their friends and family. But she's taken the bull by the horns as far as getting the word out to other people also. So yeah.
That's how we see her, isn't it, Ken?
Absolutely.
And I really come to like appreciate all the blood, sweat, and tears that they've put into it over the years, just by learning, you know, the intricate part of the business. So it I love it so much more now because it's like bringing that dream, you know, to fruition, you know, getting people awareness out there about who we are and that we're passionate about things that we believe in.
So what's the challenge for a homeowner with regard to window dressings? Because we're 23 or 4 years into the current house we're in, and we still haven't dressed every window. We haven't. It's crazy.
And the good news is, one of the things I quickly came to realize is that we can help solve all your naked window problems.
Naked window problems.
You classified that as a syndrome, didn't you? Naked window syndrome.
Yes, naked window syndrome. Yes. NWS. So, and a lot of people have this, and we can help solve them for you. It's actually what we do best. And trust me, like when you think nobody is watching you through that window.
Yeah, you scared my wife with this thought. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Me too.
I'm right. If you think no one's watching you, there's somebody watching you. It might be your neighbor's cat or somebody, but it's somebody. So we can add new options for you, and we can bring that whole dancing like nobody's watching back into business for you. And we're making really great recommendations along the way. So with new quality designer blinds, shades, plantation shutters, and again, all from the convenience of your home or office.
Yeah, a lot of times people don't. They just don't know what they want to put in or what, you know. But if you go in there, you show them some samples, show them some pictures of things, you know, similar rooms, things that we've put in that really turned out nice. You know, it makes it a little bit easier than, it's just easier when you see things.
Your website was an awakening in terms of the various products available.
Great information.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And honestly, I think what sets us apart when you were asking that question earlier was that, like, we've really done, like, our homework. So we work with all, like, the name brand fabricators, but we also work with local fabricators and fabricators across the great U.S. of A. So we're finding the same quality blinds, but in some cases at a fraction of the cost. So we know who to go to, you know, for quality shutters and then another fabricator, for instance, for maybe a quality luminette. And
quality luminette.
Yes.
Explain that, please.
I know. I hear this and I go, well, that's why I don't have anything on the windows.
That's my guy.
What is a luminette?
Well, it's just a type of shade. There's all kinds of different shades. The luminette is actually a Hunter Douglas branded product. There are also products similar to that we sell, you know, different companies, different price points for whatever the customer.
What do they look like on a window?
They look like shears, okay? But they're a combination of shears and blinds. So when you're looking at them straight on, they look like sheer drapes, but you can also adjust them
for
like
vertical.
They're vertical, yes.
Okay.
Yes. And a lot of times, you know, door walls and stuff like that, people are, you know, they're tired of actual vertical blinds nowadays.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a good solution. They look really nice.
I was thinking of Ken's grandson. I mean, he's going to be very mobile.
Oh, yeah, he already is.
Do kids damage the verticals that we historically have, and are cords an issue?
Yeah, it's another. We know how many tragedies have happened because of those cords.
Right. Yeah, the industry's starting to go away from hanging cords, you know.
Okay.
A lot of cordless stuff.
Lots
a lot of motorized
options.
Stuff. And on the rare occasions where you do have to put a cord because you can't reach it or, you know, they can't afford motorized. Everything has to be attached to the wall, nice and secure.
Motorized.
For child safety.
I'm going to use Chuck words as, boy, that sounds snotty. It's like
that
a technical
does sound
word.
Snotty. Look at my window.
So
dressing.
Here's a question. Can you by any chance set one of these to an alarm? So literally it'll lift up when it's at a certain time.
So
well, they can be integrated into your home
automation
systems.
Smart.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
And
absolutely.
The good news is we partner with a company that does home automation, so they can home automate everything for you, and then we can you know, help with the motorized options to integrate into that home automation.
That is snotty. So I can say Alexa or whoever I have named
open
her.
Open the blinds, right?
Open the blinds in the dining room.
Oh, yeah.
Literally, I can do something like that?
Absolutely.
And, that's cool. And
your
just,
wife could, you couldn't, Chuck.
No, I couldn't program it.
And we just recently returned from like the largest window treatment expo. We're adding new options for faux woods, cloth shades, including cellular and honeycomb options, Roman shades, roller solar shades, zebra, also known as branded shades, silhouettes and the luminettes that Jeff was speaking on, and shutters with new framing styles, panel tracks, and something called smart drapes, too.
It's funny because the faux wood as a do-it-yourself product, I think, in the last 20 years, probably got a bad name, right?
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of warping, cupping, turning, twisting.
Yeah, you know, if a lot of people were buying stuff, you know, off the shelf at the big box stores or whatever, and the quality just isn't there. So, you know, a company like us, we try to make sure that we work with fabricators and suppliers that, that provide good products, because we've been around for a long time, and we plan on being around for a long time.
So there's a difference, Jeff.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And we stand behind the stuff we put in, so we don't want to be selling something that's not going to hold up.
So what's the lead time? Someone calls you up, and you come out and take a look, measure everything else, you come to an agreement. How long after that will the homeowner have their shades?
It depends on the product. Some stuff we can get in 2 or 3 weeks, you know. Other stuff, like shutters, might take as much as 6 weeks or something.
Okay.
But it's come down quite a bit. During, in the middle of the pandemic, I mean, stuff was taking months sometimes. So,
well, bottom line, we have a lot of options.
We saw a lot of options.
Let's go to break. When we get back from break, let's talk about all those options. And I want to let people know you can see many of these options by visiting sparkleblinds.com or calling 586-800-0560. And if you're driving down the road, you don't have to write it down. Just go to theinsideoutsideguys.com and you'll find Sparkle Blinds. We'll be right back with Sparkle Blinds.
Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Sparkle Blinds. For new window treatments in your home or business, sign up for a free in-home design consultation today at sparkleblinds.com. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
Roman shades. We were installing those in houses in the 80s prior to global cooling, because we were concerned about energy conservation. Is that the same Roman shade that's available today? Different fabrics, insulated?
Well, similar. Okay. I mean, they've obviously upgraded with the time.
That was a while ago.
That was a while ago, you know. There's different looks of Roman shade. Some are more relaxed, some are more formal, and different control options, you know.
And they kind of tuck out behind a built-in valance, right?
They can.
But
there's
not
different
always styles,
not always.
And they were actually invented by the Romans. Yeah, so it was actually to keep all the dust out, you know, from their windows or their panes and that type of thing, with that overlapping fabric that moves over that. So it would kind of trap in some of that dust to keep it out from their homes.
And they tend to be energy efficient, at least historically. I don't know if
they do.
Still are.
They do, yes. Compared to some of the hard products, you know, they insulate a little bit better.
And when we were writing about you guys a couple weeks ago, Tanya, you mentioned zebra blinds, and Ken and I are looking at each other going, ha, what? I'm sure the audience does.
My wife would not let me put zebra blinds in the house.
She would if you saw them.
No animals in the house?
You just have to call them something else.
Well, they actually are called several different names. Yeah. Zebra blinds are kind of a common term for them. They're banded shades or...
Oh, they're not black and white striped?
They can be.
I love that answer.
That's a great answer.
So, yeah, they're actually made of one continuous loop of dark and like sheer fabric, and they're made of horizontal stripes. So they alternate between solid and sheer shades. What's great about them also is that they lay flat to the surface. So you got less dust that collects on them, so less dust maintenance that goes with them. And I've actually, they're so commercial grade hardy that I've actually gotten some kitchen grease on them before and been able to clean them up, you know, with just like some kitchen soap degreaser.
Really?
Yeah. So these things really hold up to their value and your investment. They're great, and they're very much trending right now.
Good to know, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
You know, we used to put in a lot of silhouette style blinds, which are sheer shades, and we'd have a lot of issues with bugs and stuff getting in between the veins, and they're hard to get out and things like that. The zebra shades or banded shades are kind of an updated version of those, so you don't have those pockets for things to get for bugs and stuff to get stuck in there, and they're a lot easier to maintain, and it's so, a very, very distinctive look too.
How many different kinds of materials are your shades made out of?
Oh, endless.
That many?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So, like, you know, we just came actually from the largest, like I mentioned, like window treatment expo, right?
Where was that?
That was actually in Charlotte, North Carolina. And and we found all different kinds of new styles for, like, for example, for faux woods. So now we get the grainier kind of look that can go with those, which is really nice. And lots of different options with regards to cordless options for, and top-down, bottom-up options for cellular and honeycomb shades.
Top-down, bottom-up. Come on.
I know.
See, you're like us talking about OSB and plywood. People go, what do you mean, Lambies, Michael Lambies?
So,
well, you know, they're, we can get them in both cellular shades or honeycomb shades and the Roman shades we were just talking about. We can do those top-down, bottom. But the nice thing about that, say a bedroom, you know, you want to keep your privacy, but if you lower it down from the top, you can still see what's going on outside, see the sky, see the sun coming in, and still keep your privacy.
We've done that with bathroom and bedroom windows
and
enjoyed it, where the bottom is private, the bottom sash, if you will, has a curtain or some type of dressing on it.
Yeah.
So that makes a lot of sense. So I can pull it down or push it up.
Yeah, for a bedroom, a lot of times people like to do room darkening shades, blackout shades, okay? But if you just put a room darkening shade in a bedroom and leave it closed, it's during the day, it's really dark. It's
he puts on one of those sissy masks at night, so you could get rid of that completely and get rid of those band marks on the side.
Well, my wife makes me put a whole mask on.
Cover yourself.
But if you do the room darkening with top down, bottom up, during the day, when you are awake and you do want to let some light in, you can lower it from the top and still have your privacy when you want to change or whatever.
I got to tell you, I was at a hotel just recently, and they had the shades that come all the way down, and it drives me nuts. When you can tell they're big, beautiful shades, but there's one beam of light that comes through.
Yes.
And I'm the guy that, if it's night, I want it black as black can possibly be.
Yep.
And you can give that to people, can you?
We can do that. We can... you know, most shades, even if it's completely blackout, you're going to have some light leakage around the sides and the bottom. But if you're someone like you that's going to bother you, we can put channels and stuff to completely black it 100%.
We used to do that with Roman shades, and it was, again, primarily for energy conservation.
Mm-hmm.
How about round tops? Round tops are a popular window style, but gosh, getting a treatment to fit them.
Yeah, they're a little more difficult.
That's custom.
It's custom.
That is definitely
custom. There are options. We can do them in the honeycombs, in the cellular shades. We can do them in shutters. They look very nice in plantation shutters.
And now they have options for motorized shutters for those arches and stuff, too. So you can actually open and close the vanes.
In the round top?
In the round top type, too. And what's nice about it also is that some of these are resting at, like, a second story level, you know, so you can't really get up there. You can't. And a lot of that sun glare is coming in, so it's actually ruining your floor. Really the sun fading and everything like that, your carpet, your furniture. And so now we have these great affordable options with regards to that too for motorized.
How do these hold up to the UV coming through the glass? You know, some of the cheaper stuff that we were talking about earlier, Jeff.
Exactly.
It would literally disintegrate on the window.
Right. No, very well. That's what they're made for. So unless you go cheap someplace, it should be made to hold up to.
So certain blinds, no matter what you do, just get covered with dust.
I know.
Is there a dustless blind? And if not, how do you wash these blinds properly?
So what's coming in that people are starting to really recognize is the roller solar shades. And also, like, the zebra blinds that we talked about, because each of those lay flat to the surface.
Roller solar.
So we can do those for inside and outside. So we have, like, both of those options. So for your patios and your gazebos and that type of thing. Most customers don't even understand that. They think that they need a whole blind that drapes down to the flooring, you know, of those outside surfaces. But you really don't. Like, we can actually measure from a sitting point, so where that glare is coming in from that sun, and being able to then assess, you know, okay, you need it down to this level, so you don't have to incur that whole cost, like, of a whole blind, so to speak. And then we have different hold down options available for you with regards to those, and they're commercial grade with stainless steel mechanics.
And for the solar shades, we can get those in different opacities too.
Yes,
get complete privacy, and you can also get them so they block the sun, but you can still see through them and see what's going on.
That's just amazing. But
different light
gradients. You mentioned you could use them outside.
outside.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So what about wind and rain and stuff?
Well, there's a few different options. We can have hold downs, like bungee hold downs. So when you lower them, you just attach them. If it's really windy out, you don't want to leave them down. But we can also get them on tracks and on guide wires. So when they come down, the wind isn't going to be blowing them into your face when you're sitting on your patio chair, you know?
Was picturing that because, again, sure. In my folks' old house, we had a breezeway, and that's exactly what would happen. They'd blow up and in at you.
Yeah. And you know, we were talking about, like, some of the, you know, the options to come on site for you to show some of these amazing products. And we have, like, these great handheld, like, life-size samples. So you're not seeing some small little, like, color decor. Yep. We can actually just show you and have you work with the cording or to, you know, move the layer of that blind if it's top-down, bottom-up, and cordless options to see how it feels. But in addition to that, we also are integrating in within the next month virtual sales. So no more getting out of that comfy bathrobe. if you don't prefer us to come on site for you for our free on-site like design consultation, you're going to be able to, in the future, click a button right on our website that moves you to our appointment calendar to schedule a virtual visit. So you're going to be able to see the windows you want to dress up. We can show you the samples right over your laptop, your phone, your iPhone, your Android. Take measurements, introduce you to the design board that we built that'll show your actual windows with the new coverings and what it would look like. So all that from convenience of your home or office. So if you got that cottage up north and you need that new window treatment, or you know, friend and family relative has that, stay tuned as we expect to launch this relatively soon.
Trapezoids as well.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Tanya, you'd mentioned about the sun and the bright sun. And I don't think people really realize, besides the function of keeping the sun out when you don't want it, there's energy savings in buying certain shades. Let's talk about that when we get back. Let's also talk about your guaranteed great experience. Go to sparkleblinds.com or call 586-800-0560.
Welcome back to the bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys show, the educational hour. And actually, Tanya and Jeff Strait are taking you and I both to school.
Yes, sir.
On window treatments.
Yes, sir.
I love it.
I do as well. Window treatments, besides keeping the sun out in the mornings and nights, but they also add an energy value as well. Can you talk about that for a minute, please?
Yes, absolutely. So, like, we have so many different options available for you, but there a lot of these blinds now are great insulators. So to keep that heat in, you know, or to assess it from a value if you want that light in at different levels and stuff too. So great insulating options available for you, so much more than ever before in the past couple of years. They've really introduced new product lines with regards to that. Do you want to speak on that more?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you can put especially like the cellular and honeycomb shades, you know, those are, we can get different, some of them actually have double cells, so you have twice the insulating value. The Roman shades you were talking about, those are good insulators, you know, just because they have layers of fabric between the window and, you know, just imagine putting a blanket up in your window.
Absolutely.
Except one that looks nice. You know what I mean? There's definitely different options. Yeah.
I mean, in most cases, you got a 4-inch insulated wall all the way around that window.
Right.
And then maybe two panes of glass.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be the coldest point on that wall.
Yeah.
So you want these insulated blinds. They can
any house, if you, what are those, how they scan?
Infrared camera?
Infrared camera.
Sure.
If you take a picture of your house with the infrared camera, you're going to see the heat coming out of the windows. You know, no matter how good you insulate everything else, the windows are going to be the weak point. So,
And even if
how long can somebody expect something like this to last on their window, and what kind of warranty do you guys provide?
Well, honestly, we've seen stuff last 20 years in windows, you know? I mean, usually when people replace stuff, it's more
an aesthetic
styles have changed.
They're ready for a new look,
anything else.
Right.
You know, assuming you buy quality stuff to begin with, you know?
And we realize that what you're doing with window treatments, you know, it's a good investment. So, you know, we want to make sure that we're only selling you the quality products. And, you know, and we really have like the trained installers, you know, and in measurements, we're very precise in our measurements, you know, very professional, or, you know, we're just passionate about providing you with a great service. And we want to make sure we got the right expertise to get the job done correctly for you.
Talk to that value issue a little more, because there are people on the radio and TV. It's all do-it-yourself. You measure, you send them to us, we'll send them to you, you install them.
What accountability
them.
Is there after that?
Right. Right. do not want to do that.
And that's a great point. Like, I mean, with regards to our services, you know, we have the warranties on our products, but we also provide the guarantee. So, you know, we guarantee that we're going to provide
Ken
you
got excited
with a great
with that
service.
Word.
Guarantee. We love the word guarantee.
a good G word, right? And so what you're going to encounter when we come out to you is you're going to meet us, our family-owned and operated business, but really, truly, we're personal people, and we're meeting personable people. So it's not just about selling you that product, it's about forming that lifelong relationship.
You seem to care, and Ken and I like that.
There are fascinating people out there, you know, and it's like, I mean, there's songs written about some of these people. You know, fall in love with somebody every day kind of thing, right?
But what's so important about your product that you sell is it has to be functional and aesthetic.
Absolutely, right. Yes. Right. And that's why we want to also make those great recommendations for you. Because some people know exactly what they want. We're not going to talk you out of something that you want unless we find a better value. Like you talking about
that.
Insulating the lines, right? If we see an area where we're like, you know, this might be a great option for you and it's going to cut down on, you know, energy costs and stuff like that, we're going to make and form that decision for you. If you need something, you want to preserve your beautiful wood framing, you know, and we want to do more of an inside mount for you, or, you know, you've got cranks on the windows that are difficultly situated. We're great at making those recommendations for new blind shades and shutters for you.
Will people do a combination ever? Shutters
yes.
and
oh,
something?
Yeah.
Or?
That
yeah.
is a great question, and they do. So in some cases, we always provide multiple quotes. We can do that for you. So in some cases, you're trying to be like budget conscious, you know, perhaps,
sure.
but you also like the cream of the crop.
Could you phase it? Could you phase and install?
Yes. Yes. We do that quite frequently where we know that you got all different kinds of renovations that might be happening at the same time. So we can quote you for the whole house or sections of the house. We have routinely our customers come back to us and say, you know what, I'm ready to integrate phase two now. So my downstairs blinds, that type of thing, we keep those quotes on file for you. And we're always going to try to find you the best, you know, quality price for that with the quality shade.
And I just want to go back real quick to we were talking about the warranties and guarantees. You know, all these manufacturers have good warranties, okay?
Do you think they do?
especially with the you know, the nicer products. Okay. But you got to remember if you buy something from a 1-800 company or an online company or something like that, they may say they have a warranty and a guarantee. Technically they do. But if something goes wrong, what do you have to do? You know, you have to take care of it yourself.
So that's a first-person warranty that if they have an issue, they've got to make the calls and hope they get the customer service they need.
Exactly.
If it's Sparkle Blinds, they call you, and that's the only call they have to make.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Absolutely.
That's a value. That really is
tremendous.
A tremendous value.
Yeah. We'll and I like that
there,
you mentioned
see,
that too.
See what's going on. You know, sometimes if it's something simple, we could take care of right there. Or if we need to deal with the fabricator. You know, there's no middleman. We take care of everything for you.
And they take care of you because you're a good customer of theirs.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so we have great relationships with our fabricators. And, you know, I invite the audience to, you know, check out our online videos at our website and also our Google reviews, because our Google reviews are really speaking about who we are, and you're going to learn about what our customers are saying and how we stand by them.
How about color fade, you know, on a window product like you're installing? Do you measure that? Do you track that at all?
You know, 20 years ago, it used to be an issue. They've really gotten a lot better about, you know, UV stabilizing everything. So.
And that is with so many products, isn't it, Chuck?
Well, you and I learned a lot about color and color fade with various building products. And I was thinking, boy, talk about a product that's really exposed to UV.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah.
So when somebody decides they want blinds, what is the main reason they want blinds? Is it privacy? Is it too much light? Is the insulation value? What do you follow all three?
It runs the gamut.
Truly does, yeah. Like
it could be as simple as they bought a new house and they need everything covered.
Are there rooms people will choose to do before they do other rooms?
So, I mean, we get a lot of calls, too, that will they're in renovation. They've decided that, you know, one room of the house or a couple rooms of the house need to be renovated. You know, maybe they're getting new windows in and they're starting to think about, you know, how they can, you know, be more conscious or any energy fit. Or they're just, you know, redecorating, like, you know, a whole room new.
We get a lot of redecorating.
Yes. And we and, you know, and we go in there and we're like, we want you to love your space. So we make those great recommendations for you, and we, you know, we're serving the Tri-County area, Macomb, Oakland, and Wayne County too.
Light control is a big thing too. I mean, if you got a window or it's putting a glare on your TV or something, you know, or whatever, it's a need to be addressed.
You guys will also clean the product you install.
We do. That's what our customers love about us, this little niche that we have. So it's like, you know how you guys were asking, like, how long are, you know, do people have these blinds for? And it can be up to 20 years, sometimes even more than that. Well, we offer this other angle where we can come on site to you for our ultrasonic blind cleaning. So think of it as a small jewelry cleaner, like ultrasonic jewelry cleaner. It's ridding things of, you know, like dust, dirt, grime, and allergens, getting in between those grooves. Well, our unit is much, much bigger, as we all know that size matters, right? So we come on site to you, we take them down, we're going to clean them right there inside our ultrasonic unit in a light cleanser that preserves your blinds, rinse, dry, and hang them back up for you.
So and you'll do that in their house. You don't got to go grab them and bring them back to your place.
Exactly. Your blinds are not leaving for weeks, like some companies. And you're living in a fishbowl for a while. So that whole process is usually, depending on how many blinds you have, with two or three of our technicians on site, about 1 to 2 hours.
Well, recently, one of your customers was looking for blinds. They didn't know where to turn. So they simply Googled reputable window treatment company, and you guys came up. As a lot of other words we can add to that: honest, ethical, you name it. Let's go to break. When we get back from break, let's talk about how you can help people, whether they have a home or a business, warranty, financing options, and some specials. You're listening to the Inside Outside Guys today, featuring our great guest, Sparkle Blinds.
Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Sparkle Blinds. For new window treatments in your home or business, sign up for a free in-home design consultation today at sparkleblinds.com. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
Hey, I've got to ask you, Tanya, Jeff, we wouldn't know what to pick. We go to your website, and it's beautiful, it's enlightening, it's educational, and we get down to them and we go, oh my gosh, there's so many choices.
Yes, and there's so many like different recommendations. And what's great about our sales designers that are coming out to you is that they're very knowledgeable about what it might be that you're looking for once they talk to you a little bit, right? So they're getting to know you, they're getting to know your style by looking at your decor and that type of thing too. I've actually seen this guy, one of our lead guys here, Jeff, our sales guy, in motion at my friend's house before, where they were actually going back and forth between samples, and he gave them that little bit of leg room to go, you know, into another room, complete the measurements, came back with a really awesome tip and color hue that they both automatically like agreed on. So, you know, in some cases it's just giving them the time and space too, because it can be a little overwhelming with all the different color samples.
Yeah, no one needs a pressure sale.
Right?
You're right.
Right. But we're always looking for efficiency to overlap with your decor that's going to be helpful to you based on that room where the sun's coming in. So a lot of different variables to take in mind.
Over the years, the construction industry has gotten a reputation as just being a rough industry. And or worse, you name it. But Chuck and I don't see this in this industry. What we see with our team partners and professionals are classy people who want to help not just the industry, but others. Sparkle Blinds, no difference. You guys help others. Something Chuck and I absolutely love. Can you talk about that for a second?
Yes, yes. So we have in our own family, like the give back mentality and philosophy. So in our own family, we have been blessed. And we have encountered something with regards to like a transplant. And we are also all
an organ transplant?
Yes, it was an organ transplant. Yeah. Okay. So thankfully, everybody is doing well. And we're very grateful. And there's so many people that we're grateful for, including like U of M, University of Michigan. So right now, you think about it, like we live in this age of innovation, technology. It really helps to save lives every day through organ transplants. So right at the University of Michigan, they perform these transplants almost daily. And they have what's called this Transplant Patient Emergency Fund. So they work together with their social workers and emergency fund assists over 500 patients and families a year that needs like all during their needs during the transplantation process. And it includes things like medication, coverage, food, and transportation. So our family believes strongly in this, and for that reason, Sparkle Blinds will be donating a portion of all our sales from our customers to this fund.
Bless your hearts. I'm a big believer in U of M Medical. I can tell story after story. So thank you for doing that on behalf of our listeners as your customers. How about specials? Anything that's spring special if you call today or call next week?
Yes, and not even a spring fool's special, right?
Exactly.
With all this increment weather going on.
You're right.
Yeah, so we actually, with those great relationships we have with our fabricators, we can pass those quantity discounts even. With regards to all of our customers. So we're actually currently offering 10% off of all new window treatments right now for all our customers for blinds, shades, and or shutters.
And that's I have to say this. Ken and I talk about this all the time. They raise their prices 20% and they're giving 10% off. This isn't who you are.
No,
that's not what we do.
No, it's not who we are, because we know, just like, you know, all of us, that, you know, we're working hard for our money. We're working hard for the investments that we put into our home. So again, that we can love that space. And, you know, we're that typical family too, that we want to be conscious, but we also want to make sure we're working with the right people. So, you know, that's what we lend to it too, is we want to make sure that what we're giving you is an affordable option. And that's why we work very closely with our fabricators to make sure that they're passing along the best deal to us so that we can pass that along to our customers.
Okay. Where is Sparkle Blinds located, and what is your area of service?
So everything we do, great question, is on-site. All our on-site consultations and even like the ultrasonic blind cleaning. And we work in the Tri-County area.
So there's not a big showroom that I'm going to go to.
Right. We found that our customers really love and appreciate that we're going to be able to bring those samples in, match up with their decor. They're going to be able to see it right there live, play with those handheld and life-size samples so they can really get in touch with, and even like the motorized controls. Like we can show them that and take our time with them so they can see how those channels work with the wireless options and everything.
I like that. How about financing? Does anybody finance?
Let me put it this way, Chuck. So my wife and I call you in, okay?
Yes.
And I say, honey, we have a budget. We have to stick to this budget. We can't go past this budget.
Yeah,
and I make that very clear to her, okay?
I take her in a secret room.
Well, you don't have to. Trust me, you don't have to, because when you pull out the best, that's what she's going to want. And then I'm going to take her in the back room and say, honey, we talked about this.
Yeah.
But she's going to win.
Too bad.
So, exactly. So, if it's out of our budget right now, what are some of the things Sparkle Blinds can do to help it fit into our budget?
Yes. So that is a great question. And a couple things in mind is, we mentioned that we sell those name brands, right? But all of these other fabricators, including local fabricators, sell those same quality brands, but more at a fraction of a cost. I mean, you would not believe sometimes the phenomenal difference. And so we can actually show you what the cost savings would be for those spectacular, you know, name, you know, top products that she likes.
So if it costs a couple thousand dollars more than the budget that we wanted to do, you have financing that can help us?
So, yeah, we work with some different financing type options available. And like I said, some people choose to do like the phasing
sure.
and approach, you know, like,
I like
you
that.
Don't need everything right at once. You know, where are you affected the most with regards to where the sun's coming in?
Your living room first, or
yes.
your west wall first. How about the idea that you guys, you said you cover Metro Detroit, but break that down into geography. Do you go as far west as Ann Arbor?
That's probably about our limit as far as west.
And the virtual sales is really going to help with that too.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
you know, that's why we're integrating that in. We want to, you know, help people know of this, you know, this family company that can offer them these services. And so virtual appointments will be able to, when we're a little outside the bounds, you know, so to speak.
So with the virtual sale, let's say it's on the other side of the state, they can buy them from you and then you would help them install them themselves, or could you actually send someone out to help install them?
Yes, so we can do both. We can either of our own technicians be able to incorporate and install those blinds for them, or we work with integrity-driven, you know, reputable installers only that will do the job well and make our customers happy.
How important is measurement?
Well, measurement is very important, but as far as an on-site sales consultation, you don't have to have exact measurements for pricing considerations. You know, we could certainly show you and tell you how to do correct measurements, but if you're not comfortable with that, you know, we can use your general measurements to get you some pricing information, and then if we wanted to go forward, we could send someone out and get, you know, actual measurements to order the product.
You guys make it very easy, and not only easy, but from the other company just say order here, you guys say order here and we'll help you as well, and right. We'll be there for you if you need us. And we really want to convey to our listeners how much of a value that is for somebody, because old guys like Chuck and I, once we put it in, we don't ever want to worry about it again. And if we do have to worry about it again, we want to make a call.
Exactly. And that's what you can do, because we're going to be there for you. But it's like you said, it's like going in there first and taking the time. And time is the most precious, you know, I mean,
it is.
Thing that you can offer, you know, to your valued customers. And if you do that and you do that right, you're not going to encounter less of anything at the back end. And that's what we strive for. That's our code of conduct, so to speak.
Tanya and Jeff Straits, owner and operator of Sparkle Blinds. Chuck likes to call you the chief cook and bottle washers. You guys have done a great job. Love your product, and we encourage all of our listeners out there, if they're thinking about blinds, to go to sparkleblinds.com or call 586-800-0560. And as always, you can find Sparkle Blinds at theinsideoutsideguys.com. Tanya and Jeff, thank you so much for coming on with today and educating us all about Sparkle Blinds.
Thank you.
We love our listeners. Take great care of them.
It's been a special edition. This has been a special edition of the Inside Outside Guys today, featuring Sparkle Blinds.